A company doubled its offer to purchase Alex Jones' InfoWars platform, which is at the center of several defamation lawsuits after a federal judge blocked a previous auction. First United American Companies, a firm tied to Jones, now wants to pay more than $7 million for it. The new offer comes after the parent company of satirical news site The Onion outbid First United American in November. However, a judge rejected that deal, citing a lack of transparency and concerns that the sale did not generate enough money. Jones's financial troubles stem from defamation lawsuits filed by the families of the victims who died in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Jones made false claims that the tragedy in Connecticut was a hoax to push a gun control agenda. As a result, a judge ordered Jones to pay $1.5 billion in damages. It forced him to put up InfoWars as collateral to help settle the judgments. The trustee handling Jones's bankruptcy case announced Monday, January 13th, that First United American made the new offer despite no formal request for a rebid following the failed auction. The Onion's parent company, Global Tetrahedron, previously bid nearly $2 million to purchase InfoWars and make it a parody site. In contrast, First United American initially offered $3.5 million in cash with the intention of letting Jones continue InfoWars. The trustee is expecting a new offer from Global Tetrahedron. Most of the InfoWars sale proceeds will go toward paying off defamation damages for the families of Sandy Hook victims. Any remaining funds will be distributed among Jones's other creditors.